This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Chris will be with us in a moment or two, but we're going to explore the road to strange travel tales of the paranormal and beyond. And we're welcoming back Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Welcome back to the Paracast.
Hi there, Gene. It's great to be back.
And Michael Bryan will be joining us a little bit later. And he's a co-author of the book. And we're going to find out what they did, how they did it, and how this whole thing got started. It's also, as you can see when you look at the book, it's a collection of different articles from different people on these subjects. And we'll find out how those selections were made and how this thing got started. But right now, Rosemary, you probably haven't kept up to date on every little nuance of it. But we've had these stories here that, I guess, under the behest of former U.S. Senator Harry Reid, who was then Senate Majority Leader, to have a Pentagon-based investigation into UFOs. And that's gotten a bit of publicity. I mean, not an extensive amount. It's always like these extra stories that the talking heads on cable TV put on when they aren't covering budget battles, Trump, and all the other stuff that's happening. How did you first hear about it?
I read the articles as they broke in the media. I had a reaction that's probably similar to many people who have followed the field over the years. It's, well, what's new about the reality of UFOs and what took you so long? People have been having extraordinary experiences, including commercial airline pilots, military pilots, astronauts, people in everyday walks of life. They've been having experiences for decades and decades. We've had all kinds of studies, one on top of another, that either leave the mystery open or they debunk it all together. This just seems to be the latest wrinkle. It's certainly a promising wrinkle, but it's like they've decided to ask some questions about things that people already know are going on.
The thing that I wonder about here is if the U.S. military or any branch of the government has top secret knowledge about UFOs. They've captured UFOs, say, at Roswell or somewhere. They've got the craft on ice. They've got alien beings on ice. They have all this smoking gun evidence. Why would you need to have a study?
Well, exactly, Gene. And sometimes I think studies are just distractions. Let's get all excited about a study and the collection of data, and then some vague results will come out of that. It gets people excited all over again, and heaven knows the field of ufology has been rather slow, even moribund, for quite some time. We've had no big news. This has been like a breath of fresh air to get people excited again. You do have to ask if it's just more of the same old business. Is it going to help something like disclosure? Well, I've been of the opinion for a good number of years now that disclosure is not going to happen from the top down. It's a bottom-up process. It's already well underway. And here again, we don't need officials in the government to tell we the people of this planet what's been happening in terms of interaction with non-human life forms.
Well, the thing also to bear in mind here is that, yes, it could be a publicity thing, but this is not something that happened now. Apparently, it was finished by 2012. Of supposedly, Senator Reid is pals with Robert Bigelow, the hotel magnate who is also involved with Bigelow Aerospace and has an abiding interest in UFOs and has funded research. So, evidently, he's involved here. But again, if they have solid evidence, why go there? Also, was there a compelling interest for this to happen now? Because it's not, as you say, as if UFOs are front and center. And even after it happened, after it got all this publicity, the New York Times ran the story, the wire services, Politico, everything. As I said, it's still not a top 10 story.
Well, exactly. I was wondering what the connection might be, if any, between that and Tom DeLonge's To the Stars Academy announcement a few months ago, which many people viewed as a kind of a ho-hum way. They didn't get all that excited about it. But the rumblings are that we're going to have increasing disclosure-oriented news coming out regarding the alien presence on Earth. I'm expecting a lot of it to be couched in negative terms, not positive. And we'll be seeing more programming, films, and things like that. So it could be part of an overall mass consciousness conditioning program to condition people, keep conditioning them to the alien presence on Earth.
So this is what we would call gradual disclosure, just the same way we learn about more and more possible life-bearing planets in our galaxy because they are within the so-called Goldilocks zone or whatever. These exoplanets, well, if they can harbor possible life, and maybe it's life as we know it, maybe there's intelligent life, maybe they're coming here. But that may also be part of the natural development of science, and it's really hard to tell. And the thing I wonder about here is we all talk about Tom DeLonge in the world of the paranormal. And I guess anybody who's a fan of Blink 182 might be interested. But to most people, oh, he's just another eccentric rock millionaire who decided to indulge himself into chasing after flying saucers. So the question I have here is, how does this, what we see now, expand itself into general knowledge, or is it just a constant feeding of information so one day the truth is out there, but there was no real big reaction because it was accepted so gradually?
I don't think we know exactly where this particular latest round is going yet. And I think you're probably right that this gradual feed and conditioning of consciousness is something that's going to be so subtle and happen over such a long period of time that suddenly we will have arrived at some sort of status concerning the alien presence on Earth, and there is an alien presence on Earth. We will have arrived at some knowledge of it without realizing how we got there.
You know, there's a very active debate in the Paracast forums as to whether UFOs are really extraterrestrial or something else. I don't know if you even have the time to check those things out. But it's an active debate, a lot of pro and con. There's a theory by some people, including our old friend Greg Bishop, whom you know, I believe, where he's talking about a co-creation theory, that there is something happening, but we are part of the process of creating what we perceive.
I agree with that viewpoint, and I've had that viewpoint for a long time. I started my full-time career investigating these topics, paranormal, UFOs, cryptids, the metaphysical side of things, too, back in the early 80s. And from early on, I was convinced that what we're calling extraterrestrial is probably not off-world. It's probably interdimensional. It's probably from something attached to the Earth, but vibrating at a different rate that would qualify it as a parallel dimension, so to speak. I think that's where most of the activity comes from. I'm not ruling out extraterrestrial visitations. That's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. But I think we need to come up with another term besides extraterrestrial, because they're probably not. They're probably from right here. They're probably interdimensional. And then on the other question of it about co-creation, I have over the past years gone deeper and deeper into an exploration of the role of human consciousness in all of our extraordinary experiences, whether it's a ghost in a haunting or an encounter with an alien in a ship. And we are, of course, inextricably bound up in the experience ourselves. We can never be completely separate observers.
We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and we'll be talking in a few moments about the new book, The Road to Strange. Right now, because of all the publicity. It's UFOs and that secret Pentagon program. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley. The book is The Road to Strange, and right now we're looking at The Road to UFOs and the possibilities here. Do you think, Rosemary, that maybe with the UFO phenomenon and what we see, that all these mysteries are really, really interrelated and we're seeing different angles of the same thing?
It's quite likely, Gene. All of these phenomena across all of these fields are interrelated in some way. It's 6 degrees of separation or less, that's for sure. And I think that our human consciousness, both the individual and mass consciousness, play a significant role in terms of what we experience and how we experience it. In many respects, you could make the argument that we co-create the phenomena we experience. And Carl Jung made that case several decades ago in the early 1950s in his essay on flying saucers. He called them a modern myth, that they could be projections of the human consciousness that was expressing anxiety or fear of the unknown. A lot of our extraordinary experiences bring us face to face with the unknown. And for human beings, there's often a fear factor there. As we evolve through history and we have changes in our technology and cultural and religious spiritual beliefs, what we project outward is likely to change. Ergo, yesterday's fairies become today's extraterrestrials. And I think there's a lot to that argument. We cannot separate ourselves from all of these phenomena. And so that raises some questions about, well, are there ever then discrete, entirely separate beings from elsewhere in their own right who come and visit people? That seems to be the case, that there are visiting beings from other realities. And I have to call them other realities rather than planets or worlds because we don't know where they're from. We also don't know enough about human consciousness to be able to ascertain just how much we are shaping the reality we are experiencing.
You see, sometimes I wonder here if we have kind of a floating reality, that as we understand more of what's going on, the reality expands itself to address that. As far as UFOs are concerned, I'm thinking here 100 years from now, we may have strange things going on. But we may look at them with an entirely different perspective. Any suggestions about both of these things?
I suspect that we will, that our perspective a century from now is going to be much different. And in fact, we could be looking back on ourselves today thinking that we were rather primitive and misinformed, the same way we look back several hundred years and look at the fairy beliefs that people held and were very convinced about those realities. Human consciousness is expanding and changing reality. Our experiences themselves expand our consciousness and shift reality. And I've called this process for some years the emergence of transreality Earth, the Earth of the future. And it could even be within a few decades, not several hundreds of years, but maybe even a few decades, because we are changing at such a fast rate. The reality is going to be much different, where we will have more experiences and encounters with spirits, with non-human kinds of beings. We will perceive reality in a much different way. We will be outside of linear time. There will be a blurring of what we now perceive as boundaries between realities. Our reality is very fixed, thanks to consensus. And yet we have these breakthroughs of extraordinary experiences that show us that there's something else out there. And how do we fit it into this fixed reality? Well, that fixed reality, I believe, is going to become a lot more fluid. To me, that's rather exciting. It also requires people to be prepared for those changes, because you can't go into an expansion of reality from fear-based mindsets. So when the media is constantly portraying these things in a fearful sort of way, that reinforces how we think about these sorts of phenomena, and that in turn can impact the kinds of experiences we have and our ability to assimilate them.
Why do they want to make us fear so much?
Well, from a conspiracy point of view, when you have people in fear, they're much easier to control. And if there are elitist forces on the planet, conspiracy is not something I've delved into real deeply, but it makes sense to me that there would be various factions and elements of corporations and politicians, governments, consortiums, bloodlines, who knows what, that would want to keep the upper hand on everything. You control the masses by instilling instilling fear in them, because when they're fearful, then you present solutions to them or you limit them in some way. We have some of that fear-based limitation going on since 9/11 in this country, where we've seen a steady erosion of basically civil rights, freedoms of movement in the name of security. And every time there is some mass attack somewhere, and sometimes I think these attacks are purposely planned for the purpose of generating fear, then the questions arise, well, what are you going to give up so that you can be safer? And we should not have to give up anything. We should not have to be documented up one side and down the other. We should not have probes under our skin monitoring our movements. We shouldn't have anything like that. There's nothing we should have to give up. But that's what's happening right under our noses.
Separating the conspiracy theories involved here and possible attempts to assume greater control over our affairs by making us afraid. You have a lot to fear. All this fear-mongering. Do you think there are physical spaceships with physical beings from some other world coming here? Or is that all so mixed up with all this other stuff we wouldn't even know?
My opinion of at least the craft that we have experienced to date, they're really more paraphysical than physical because they exhibit characteristics that go beyond known reality. And I don't think it's just super technology. I think that they have characteristics that are not limited to what we know in physical reality in terms of shape-shifting, being able to travel the timeline, morph from one thing into another. And the beings that occupy these vessels may be similar in nature, very, very fluid, able to assume forms that seem physical but yet can become non-physical. And we have the same sort of thing going on in the paranormal, where entities can seem very physical and exert physical force in an environment, and yet in an instant they can disappear or turn into vapor or something like that that nobody can explain naturally. I rather think that the craft are paraphysical. I don't rule out physical craft like our airplanes, for example, and our spacecraft, but it seems to me that what we've had penetrating our reality from these other realities is something that is neither of this world nor of another world, if you know what I mean. It's the kind of straddle interdimensional realities.
Got to do our break here. Rosemary Ellen Guiley. More to come. We'll begin to explore the road to strange. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We got Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us, and a little bit later, her co-author for the book, The Road to Strange, Michael Bryan, will join us. In the meantime, we're talking about, obviously, the Pentagon's secret UFO thing, about reality, about what UFOs might be, about physical things. Now, there was that comment years ago that we paraphrase, you know, any sufficiently advanced technology would be to us like magic. And it could be here, do you think, maybe if we are being visited by beings hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, that the things they do, part of their advanced technology, would be to us magical or paraphysical or something else?
We would certainly perceive it that way because it would not perform, they would not perform, and their craft would not perform to any known laws that we have. And I don't think that we would look at it as magical per se, like people did hundreds of years ago. We would consider them to have a more advanced technology, but it's very much in the same vein as magical. It's something that is beyond the natural explanation of the day. And we certainly have been subjected to that. Now, my co-author Michael Bryan and I, we're getting ready to release another book on UFOs, another Road to Strange book on UFOs, aliens, and high strangeness. And we have many cases in there of people having experiences with what seemed to be paraphysical craft, encounters with aliens. Many times these encounters make no sense according to natural laws. There seems to be a big trickster factor there, and why is that? We explore that. We get into expansions of time, and we keep coming back, Gene, to what has become a mantra in ufology. I know what I saw. And no matter what the skeptics say, no matter what crazy explanations they come up with, whether it's swamp gas or reflected light off squid boats or whatever, people who are experiencers know the truth of what happened.
Now, there has been an argument over that name, I Know What I Saw, which was the title of a movie, documentary. And the argument is that, yes, they saw something strange, but they don't know what it is or what it was. So I know I saw something strange, but because I saw something strange doesn't mean I have any idea what I saw.
Well, this is very true, because all experience is subjective. It has to be interpreted by the experiencer against a backdrop of their culture, their time in history, their personal beliefs, their religious beliefs. For example, if something seems like an alien and they have no knowledge of ETs or believe in ETs, are they going to think that it's ETs or are they going to interpret it some other way? Well, we have examples even in the ET literature of people initially calling beings angels because that's how they interpreted them. But the bigger point beyond that, as we grapple with how do we define what we experience. And researchers, I think, find value in looking for patterns to see what common ground people share. But yes, one person's fairy is another person's angel is another person's ET. But the big thing is they had an extraordinary experience that did not fit explained reality. And when the debunkers come in, they want to explain it all away in terms of natural reality. They want to tell you it was your wild imagination, must have been the beer you had, you were daydreaming. There is this one case, well, it was the New Zealand UFO case from the 1970s. Very famous film footage shot where a crew went up in an airplane to recreate footage for a documentary about a dramatic sighting, and they in turn have a sighting themselves and they capture very dramatic footage of it. And what do the government people do? They say, well, you were just looking at reflected light off squid boats below. I mean, it's that kind of crazy stuff that infuriates experiencers, because it's like the debunkers want to deny that you had any experience at all. And that's the wrong approach. The approach we should be taking is, yes, you had an experience. Now let's try to figure out what did you experience.
Well, that only makes logical sense. Instead of saying to a person, well, you're crazy or you saw swamp gas. But even Dr. J. Allen Hynek lived down the swamp gas. It is, what are you seeing? But the thing I guess that some of us argue is we shouldn't make final assumptions. We're still researching this thing. We don't understand everything about it yet. Obviously, a lot of things can be said in terms of extraterrestrials possibly being here that seem logical. But at the end, we don't have a smoking gun. We don't have an IFO, an unidentified flying object. We have a UFO. We have lots of mysteries that are very compelling. And as you say, lots of people experience things, and you can't tell them nothing happened. You could suggest what might have happened. And I know that one thing we've talked about occasionally here in terms of UFOs are UFO abductions and the similarity between those and near-death experiences. But it comes down to the same thing. Weird things are happening, sometimes frightening things. What's happening to these people? Are they all wacky? Well, I don't think so. I've talked to enough people. You've talked to quite a bit more, I'm sure. Do you think, though, what's happening now with the story about the Pentagon UFO thing and everything, is that just going to be another red herring and it'll disappear from the news in a few months? Or do you think it's going to be an ongoing thing?
I think it's too early to tell. I have a rather dismal opinion of these kinds of stories, just based on the track record we've seen in earlier times, where there's a flurry of interest over something and then it just all dies away. But something really is going on, Gene, that's part of a big effort to condition mass consciousness. And this has been going on for a long time, but I think there's a push now to maybe intensify it or increase it. And this could be part of that. So maybe its only purpose is to generate some interest, and that on the heels of this will come something else that's going to seize that interest, and that's going to be the real action.
As you say, we don't know yet, but we can suspect what might happen. What might happen, folks, is if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus, you get a second radio show called After the Paracast, available exclusively to people who subscribe. And we can't even tell you what's going to happen from week to week because it's totally unexpected. Last week, for example, we had a fascinating 40 minutes or so spent with Greg Bishop. And he talked about the co-creation theory, also about this book he did with Adam Gorightly, which is coming out soon, where he discusses the contactee movement and things you didn't know about contactees, such as one of the more well-known contactees, Dr. Frank Strange's, that was once arrested with someone else for trying to import a large quantity of marijuana in the early 70s. Talk about strange stuff. So again, you can get information about the Paracast Plus, which includes a version of this show free of the network ads if you go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We have The Road to Strange on the agenda here. We're going to get really deep into this book. It's subtitled Travel Tales of the Paranormal and Beyond with Michael Bryan and Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Rosemary's with us now, and Michael will be joining us probably in the second half of the show. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment somewhere out there. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're happy to have back after, I don't know, was it a year or two, Rosemary?
I think it's been a little longer than that, Gene, probably more like a couple of years.
Well, it's nothing I did, but I'm glad to have you back. I know you've been really busy. You've done a lot of work. And this new book, let's get into that right now, and we'll really get more into it as Michael Bryan joins us later. The Road to Strange. How did that get started?
Well, it started over a lunch with me and Michael. And many people in ufology may remember Michael. He was quite active in the field for some time, and he was even known as the ambassador of MUFON for quite a while. Michael has had a long time interest in all things strange, including UFOs. And in fact, that's where I got to know Michael years and years ago. I met him at the conferences. I would go to all the UFO conferences, and that's how we struck up an acquaintanceship. And he dropped in. He didn't really drop out of the field, but he stopped going to a lot of events, and so did I. And circumstances came about that I discovered that he was now relocated to Bainbridge Island, out just across the Puget Sound from Seattle. And I go out to Seattle every summer to spend time with my family there. And so we decided to get together and catch up. And that's when I learned about his treasure chest of unusual travel stories. Michael calls himself the travel psychologist, and he literally coined the term. There is a psychology of travel and how people are affected by their experiences. And over the years, he had interviewed thousands of people about their travel experiences, some of them rather mundane, like, you know, how do you avoid pickpockets and, you know, things like that. How do you survive this and that in strange cities? But many of the stories were unusual in nature. And so we thought that it would make an interesting collection about how people encounter the unknown when they least expect it. Now, in looking at these stories, These are people from all walks of life, going places all over the world. Michael is quite the international traveler. And they didn't set out to have UFO experiences or missing time or ghosts and hauntings or anything like that. They were just out on a trip. It was a business trip. It was a vacation. They were just having a good time. And suddenly, reality is shattered or intruded upon by the unknown. And for some people, it's a big shakeup. Many people, for example, don't believe in ghosts. And so if they go someplace and a ghost visits them in their bedroom in a dramatic way, well, that can really alter the vacation you thought you were taking. So what we did with The Road to Strange was to collect stories in different categories, just as examples of how people encounter the unknown and how they're changed by it. How do they explain it to themselves? How are they changed by it, if they are at all? And every story has a commentary at the end where we look at the story and say, well, how do we explain this? Are there natural explanations of the paranormal phenomena, kinds of things that happen? What are they called? And what do researchers know about them? So we try to put every story in a context so that it becomes illuminating for the reader. And it's a fascinating collection. We have encounters with the dead. We have mystical visions, missing time. We have downloads, a lot of ghosts and hauntings. That's probably the most common kind of experience. And it makes for a real page turn.
What's interesting here is one thing you say, that when these things happen, people aren't going into it expecting to see a ghost or a UFO. It comes right out of left field. In fact, I wonder sometimes if you look too hard to find something, you won't see it.
Well, that's often the case. I mean, just look at all the Bigfoot hunts. I've been out on Bigfoot hunts, and it seems that the harder you look for Bigfoot, the more elusive Bigfoot is. And it's the same with paranormal investigation, which I've done for decades now. I mean, yes, you can have a real active night, and a lot of things will happen, but sometimes you go looking for the phenomena that you know are there because they've been reported, and they're like cats that hide under the bed. You know, they just disappear on you. To me, that's one of the beauties and the strengths of this book, is that we didn't, for example, interview paranormal investigators who were out looking for the stuff. Now, I have one paranormal investigation story in the book, and it's one of my own, and I included it because of the photograph. It's the most unusual ghost photograph that I have ever taken in all of my years of investigation, and it came from a haunted bed and breakfast in Gettysburg. I was there with a group of paranormal investigators. We had rented out the entire bed and breakfast, and we were doing our research for EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. We were out on the battlefield, and we were hoping to collect phenomena. I took random photographs of the grounds in my room. I did have noises, unaccounted noises going on in the carriage house where I was staying, that were very typical of haunting phenomena. But one of the pictures I took showed two images of a male and a female. They looked like a boy and a girl, or maybe a boy and his young mother, very clearly staring out from one of the window areas. And it was not just weird reflections on the glass. That's the common argument that skeptics make, is that, well, it's a pattern that your brain is trying to fit into something you want to see. No, this is very clear. And I wondered if they were residual energies, if they had once stayed at this old farmhouse, if they had lived in the wartime era. Certainly not every ghost in Gettysburg is going to be from the war, but these two were dressed in 19th century period clothing, and it just astonished me. And so I did include that story in the book. The rest of the stories were people who were startled, and some of them in a kind of a holy cow sort of way when things happened to them unexpectedly.
In putting these stories together, did you find any evidence, and we have to address the skepticism in our audience that we see, Did you at all find anyone who's just making things up? And is there a sign of that if it happens?
Hoaxing is always a tough question for paranormal investigators because there's always some hoaxing that goes on. And usually it happens in cases where people are trying to sort of send you up, you know, where they will approach a known paranormal investigator with a story and hopes that they sell it as real, so to speak. Or if there's like a wave of activity, like we've had a wave of sightings of flying humanoids in Chicago this year, and there has been some hoaxing of reported sightings in regard to that, simply because it's gotten so much media attention. There's always somebody who wants to kind of muck things up a bit. There's no hard and fast telltale signs, Gene, and over the years, I think investigators just kind of rely on their gut instincts of what strikes them as genuine. There are certain what I would call hallmarks to extraordinary encounters of all kinds that fit into a broad pattern. And if things get too much out of that pattern or too exaggerated, it's a red flag. Sometimes
You mean a case of overdoing it?
Yeah, overdoing it. If the ghost is too good, too detailed, does too many physical things, for example. Apparitions, most ghosts are residual. They're leftover imprints. They're vague. Sometimes they have the ability to, in a flash of a second, look solid to people. But if things are too Hollywood, for example, because Hollywood over-exaggerates. And so if objects are thrown around and people are thrown around and levitated and that, those are red flags. Not that they couldn't happen, but they're not real likely to happen.
It's a case then of maybe the fact that Hollywood is going to compress events, even in a biography, so it fits within 2 hours, plus or minus. If they're trying to be too much like Hollywood, you suspect it. Rosemary Ellen Guiley is here. The book is The Road to Strange, and we'll hear from Michael Bryan a little bit later. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.